Hiya, welcome to Wildcards, the show where you, the listener, decide what we spend the next 60 minutes talking about. You've been voting on Twitter for the topics that you're most interested in across a number of categories, from LFC to general football, wider sport to random. And today we're going to be talking about the winning topic in each category, unless our contributors with me today want to play a wildcard, which they can use to swerve democracy and essentially do what they want. Those contributors with a wildcard in their pockets are Harriet Pryor, Grace Maley, Neil Dockin and Ryan Patton. But before we dive in, which we usually do very swiftly, it would be remiss of us to sit here talking about the Reds today and to not first pay a brief tribute to Dan Kay, who we lost on Sunday. Dan was the kindest and most genuine and most decent man you would ever have the pleasure of meeting. He absolutely loved the Reds. He loved Liverpool as a city, and he was the best ambassador you could ever wish for both. He worked tirelessly on behalf of the Hillsborough families and survivors to make sure that they received justice and that their stories were told properly and were told compassionately and in the way that they wanted to be heard. His first thought was always for others, and he had a seemingly limitless amount of time and compassion and energy to give to people around him. He was a wonderful man and someone that I'm really proud to have called my friend. And over the last 24 hours, I'm sure if you follow anything to do with Liverpool FC on Twitter, you will have seen a lot of people paying tribute to Dan, saying some really beautiful things about him. And there's been an outpouring of love and admiration for him, which is a real measure of the kind of man that he was. And I hope above all else, reading those tributes, that he knew how loved he was. But we're going to do something that Dan absolutely loved to do, which is talk about Liverpool now. So we'll start with Liverpool, current, past, future. It's all rolled into one now in the new version of Wildcards. So we had the options of top four chances, James Milner, or the Barca 4-0 anniversary. But you want to talk about top four chances because realistically, what else are any of us focusing on at the minute? Ryan, the Reds are firmly back in the mix, I think, is the general consensus, or at least what I'm telling myself. A point behind United and three behind Newcastle. Ben Husband at the Mirror today said, after months of indifferent performances, which hurts a bit, the Reds have strung together six wins in a row in perfect time, and the table has now become intriguingly tight. Does it feel like that for us, though? I don't know if it's maybe one of those where for the kind of the outside observer, you go, oh, the relegation battle going right to the last day. So exciting. Great if you're a lover of football. But as a Liverpool fan, I don't know if it feels intriguingly tight or if it just feels like we've got the tiniest little bit of hope that something could happen.
Yeah, and I think it's just what's nice is that we are actually playing for something, and we've managed to get ourselves in contention for something, which this season, which looked like it's been so painful, and everything felt like stale, and it was just all about just get through and get to next season. And then I personally didn't see us putting this run of form together, and I didn't think we put any sort of consistency together, and that the run of results has been sort of coming with this new formation change with Arnold playing this different role, returning from injuries. It's just like there's a lot of excitement back around Liverpool, where it's quite enjoyable to talk about us again and go and game and thinking about football. So I'm just quite happy that like that's happened again. And the fact that we've then managed to like get ourselves in contention. I personally don't think, I think it's a bit too late, and that I don't think United or Newcastle are going to have put in such a monumental collapse that would mean that we could nip in there. But the fact that we've managed to do it is just quite exciting and gives us more like a good springboard into next season. Whereas I think it was the hangover from last season was being spoken about a lot. But what happens at the end of the season's mean that, like, I feel like we're going to springboard into next season with positivity, which is only good going forward.